Welcome to our podcast on the impact of social media on mental health. In today's digital age, social media has become an integral part of our daily lives, connecting us with friends, family, and the world at large. While these platforms offer numerous benefits, they also pose significant challenges to our mental well-being. In this episode, we aim to explore the complex relationship between social media and mental health, shedding light on both the positive and negative impacts. We'll delve into how social media influences our emotions, behaviors, and overall mental state. From fostering community and support to contributing to anxiety and depression, the effects are multifaceted and profound. We'll also provide actionable strategies to help you navigate the digital landscape mindfully and maintain a healthy balance. Join us as we unpack the nuances of social media's role in our mental health and offer insights to empower you in making informed choices about your online engagement. Let's delve into understanding social media and its intricate link to mental health. Social media platforms, from their humble beginnings with MySpace and Friendster to today's giants like Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, have revolutionized how we communicate and share our lives. These platforms have evolved from simple networking sites to dynamic spaces where millions engage daily, sharing everything from personal milestones to global news. Mental health, encompassing our emotional, psychological, and social well-being, is profoundly affected by our interactions on these platforms. Social media can influence how we feel, think, and behave, impacting our mood, self-esteem, and overall mental state. While it offers a sense of community and belonging, it can also expose users to cyberbullying, unrealistic standards, and information overload. By understanding the history and evolution of social media alongside the fundamentals of mental health, we can better grasp how these digital interactions shape our well-being, setting the stage for a deeper exploration in the following chapters. In this next part, we explore the positive impacts of social media on mental health, highlighting how these platforms can be a force for good. One of the most significant benefits is the sense of community and connection they provide. Social media allows people to maintain relationships across distances, reconnect with old friends, and forge new bonds based on shared interests. Online support groups and communities offer a lifeline for individuals facing similar challenges, from chronic illnesses to mental health issues, providing a sense of belonging and emotional support. Access to information and resources is another crucial advantage. Social media platforms are rich with educational content, mental health awareness campaigns, and resources that can help individuals recognize symptoms, seek help, and find coping strategies. These platforms democratize information, making it accessible to a broad audience and fostering a more informed and supportive society. Empowerment and self-expression are also key positive aspects. Social media gives individuals a platform to share their stories, express their creativity, and advocate for causes they care about. This can be incredibly empowering, boosting self-esteem and providing a sense of purpose. Success stories abound of individuals who have used social media to overcome personal challenges, launch movements, and inspire others. By recognizing and harnessing these positive aspects, we can leverage social media as a tool for enhancing mental well-being and fostering a more connected and supportive world. Let's see now the negative impacts of social media on mental health, which are as significant as the benefits. One of the most alarming issues is cyberbullying and harassment. The anonymity and reach of social media platforms can enable malicious behavior, leading to psychological distress, anxiety, and depression among victims. Cyberbullying can have severe, long-lasting effects, particularly on young users who are still developing their sense of self. Another critical concern is the culture of comparison and its impact on self-esteem. Social media often showcases curated, idealized versions of reality, leading users to compare themselves unfavorably to others. This constant exposure to seemingly perfect lives can foster feelings of inadequacy, jealousy, and low self-worth. Studies have shown that frequent social media use is linked to increased body dissatisfaction and depressive symptoms, especially among adolescents and young adults. Addiction and overuse represent additional hazards. The design of social media platforms, with endless scrolling and frequent notifications, can lead to compulsive use, disrupting sleep patterns, reducing productivity, and impairing real-life social interactions. This overuse can exacerbate feelings of loneliness and isolation, creating a vicious cycle of dependency and mental health decline. By understanding these negative impacts, we can become more aware of the potential dangers of social media and take proactive steps to mitigate them, ensuring that our digital lives do not compromise our mental health. This next part focuses on 10 actionable strategies to mitigate the negative effects of social media on mental health, helping individuals cultivate a healthier online experience. First, consider a digital detox. Taking regular breaks from social media can help reset your mind and reduce dependency. Scheduling these breaks allows for more balanced, mindful usage. Second, practice mindful usage by setting specific time limits for social media engagement. Apps and built-in tools on smartphones can track and restrict screen time, ensuring that you're not spending excessive hours online. Third, curate your feed by following accounts that inspire and uplift you while unfollowing or muting those that cause stress or negative emotions. Surround yourself with positive content to foster a healthier mindset. 4. Engage in offline activities. Hobbies, exercise, and face-to-face interactions can provide fulfillment and mental stimulation, balancing out the time spent online. 5. Seek professional help when needed. Therapy and counseling can offer strategies and support for dealing with the psychological impacts of social media. 6. Focus on building real-life connections. Strengthening your in-person relationships can provide a robust support system that complements your online interactions. 7. Educate yourself and others about the impact of social media. Understanding its effects empowers you to make informed choices and spread awareness within your community. 8. Promote positive content by creating and sharing uplifting posts. Your contributions can help create a more supportive online environment. 9. Ensure privacy and security by being cautious about the information you share. Protecting your personal data reduces the risk of exposure to cyberbullying and other negative interactions. Finally, engage in community activities online that promote mental health and well-being. Participating in supportive groups can offer a sense of belonging and shared purpose. Implementing these strategies can help you navigate the digital landscape more mindfully, preserving your mental health while still reaping the benefits of social media. This last part of the podcast brings real-life scenarios to illustrate the impact of social media on mental health and concludes with a summary and final thoughts. Consider the case of Sarah, a teenager who became a victim of cyberbullying. Sarah's story highlights the profound emotional distress that online harassment can cause, leading to anxiety, depression, and withdrawal from social activities. Despite the negative experience, Sarah's journey also shows the importance of seeking help from trusted adults and using reporting tools provided by social media platforms to address cyberbullying. Next, there's John, a young professional who found himself constantly comparing his life to others on social media. John's self-esteem plummeted as he viewed the seemingly perfect lives of his peers. However, by curating his social media feed to include positive and motivational content, and by engaging more in offline activities, John managed to restore his self-worth and find a healthier balance between his online and offline worlds. Finally, we have Emma, who used social media to overcome feelings of isolation. Living in a remote area, Emma connected with online support groups that shared her interests and struggles. This connection provided her with much-needed emotional support and a sense of community, demonstrating how social media can be a powerful tool for positive mental health when used mindfully. In summary, these scenarios underscore the dual nature of social media's impact on mental health. By recognizing the potential for both positive and negative outcomes, we can take proactive steps to mitigate the adverse effects. Implementing strategies such as digital detoxes, mindful usage, and curating our feeds can significantly enhance our online experiences. It's vital to remember that while social media can be a double-edged sword, we have the power to shape our interactions with it. By fostering awareness, seeking help when needed, and prioritizing real-life connections, we can navigate the digital landscape in a way that supports and enhances our mental well-being. In conclusion, our exploration of the impact of social media on mental health has illuminated both the promising advantages and significant challenges these platforms present. Social media offers unparalleled opportunities for connection, community building, and access to information, empowering users to share their stories and find support. However, it also poses risks such as cyberbullying, comparison-induced self-esteem issues, and addiction, all of which can detrimentally affect mental well-being. By understanding these dual aspects, we can adopt strategies to mitigate the negative impacts while maximizing the positive ones. Implementing digital detoxes, practicing mindful usage, curating positive content, and fostering real-life connections are vital steps toward a healthier relationship with social media. Additionally, seeking professional help and engaging in supportive online communities can provide essential emotional support and resources. The real-life scenarios of Sarah, John, and Emma underscore the importance of navigating social media mindfully. Their stories remind us that while the digital world offers significant benefits, we must be vigilant about its potential drawbacks. By taking proactive measures, we can protect our mental health and create a balanced, fulfilling online experience. As we move forward in this digital age, let's strive to use social media in ways that enhance our lives and support our mental well-being. Thank you for joining us in this important discussion. We hope this episode has provided you with valuable insights and practical strategies. Stay tuned for our next episode, where we will continue to explore topics that matter to you.